Good morning and welcome to this first edition of what we're calling the UMPR Philadelphia Flag Football America Monday Morning Quarterback. This is a recap of all the games that took place on week one of the spring 2015 season. And for some of you who may have missed the game, or some of you who were there and sort of want to get a kind of a behind the scenes look at what the games and get some information, this is going to be the podcast that you are going to want to listen to. So, you know, we'll talk football, but we'll also just talk about some of the other things that affect the game. I would say number one, it was great to have all the teams back. I mean, the weather wasn't amazing and the field was not amazing, but to have the lines on the field and to have teams ready to go, it was definitely a brisk day. And that's what's interesting about the summer versus the summer and the fall season versus the spring. When you're coming into the fall season, you know, you got that hot weather, so you're kind of looking for it to cool down a little bit. You got to figure out ways to stay hydrated. The spring is interesting because in the mornings it tends to be very cold, so you layer up. But then as the day goes on, it gets a little bit warmer, and then now you're hot. But yesterday it was just a brisk day, so even though the sun was out, you didn't really feel much heat. The ground was wet, but I'll be honest, the ground was actually in a lot better condition than I thought it would be with all the snow. So, you know, we got one or two complaints. The league got some complaints. But what are you going to do? You're going to either play or you're going to go home. I don't know what else to tell you. That was perfect football weather to play. All right, so we got our first matchup of the day. We had the Bar versus the Phoenix, which is essentially, you know, Mike Green, the GM. And I guess it's fair or unfair, you just say, hey, they're the old Warriors, but, you know, they're the Phoenix, and they went up against the champions, the Bar, and the score is 52-6. You know, I'm not going to really give you a play-by-play every week, but just give you what that score was. And, you know, the reason the Bar is the best team in the league is because they don't have light games, or they don't go into games just wanting to win. They want to get better and they want to stay sharp, and they always want to keep working and testing their limits. And the Phoenix, you know, I think it's going to come down to chemistry, and it's going to come down to a quarterback, and it's going to come down to a plan. You got to have a plan. But again, it's great to have all the teams out. They're working on their uniforms, the Phoenix, so they'll have those after our Easter break. So 52-6. The Bar win that game and defeat the Phoenix. And that was the first game. So on field two, which I guess that's the backfield, which we're going to be sharing with soccer. So a little confusion in the beginning, maybe with what lines are what, but the yellow lines on field two is going to be like the end zone and things like that, midfield, which honestly, they're a little easier to see. So that's good for all the teams. All right, so on the other field, we have a new franchise called AC, a.k.a. Action Crazy, versus New World Order. I'm coming off there. I guess this is going to be their fourth season, right, in the league, or maybe even their fifth. But they've got all the usual suspects back. You know, they got Kelly, they got Scooter, they got Joe C, they got, you know, RG3 or Brandon. They got Urias, who looked like he hit the weight room hard, which is good. And then you got Jeff, the man, you know what I'm saying? That guy right there, man, serious consideration for MVP. What doesn't he do? Plays quarterback, receiver, defense, another pick. I mean, what doesn't the guy do? And he's not like a me guy, like, oh, show me the ball, give me the ball, where's my touches? He just plays, man. Old school player right there. Got Jules locking it down over there on the corner. And you got the Scooter trying to go get them sacks, man. But the real deal, they didn't look sharp. They looked like a team that hadn't picked up a ball in like a while. But hey, that's understandable. Not everyone could ball out. You know, I know Brandon's been balling, but I'm not sure about the rest of the team. Joe's balled out a little bit, but then you got Action Crazy. You got Johnny Norton, a.k.a. formerly the X-Man, formerly the Stallions, which we're going to get to the Stallions in a minute. But I need my listeners out there to just go up to Dev C and talk to the man and say, listen, he's under this assumption that every team in the league has a Stallion, that his Stallion seed has spawned on all these teams. And without the Stallions, none of these other teams exist. I don't know about that. But anyway, so New World Order versus Action Crazy. They got a quarterback. You know, only thing he has to do is learn the rules. But other than that, you know, it was close. I mean, again, it wasn't one of these things where, you know, New World Order looked horrible. But I don't think they, I think they just thought everything would just pick up where they left off. And with the weather and it being chilly, they definitely weren't feeling that cold weather. But, you know, they came to play. Action Crazy, you know, was 6-0 for a while. And then they were able to pull, you know, make it. They were able to make it 13-6. But turnovers in the red zone hurt them. And, you know, not having that quarterback that's, you know, used to the rules. But that's nothing. That's going to change. It's exciting to have them in the league. They're also going to have their uniforms. They're going to be purple and lime green, man. Can't wait to see that. And then I forgot to tell you, the Phoenix, they're going to be almost like a Boise State blue with either white or orange. But we'll see. They got the juggernaut over there on Phoenix, but we're talking about AC right now. So score of that game was 13-6. New World Order get the victory, and AC looking for their first franchise victory. So now let's move on to the next game of the day. Let's just get right to it. Let's go to the Mustangs. We got Mustangs versus another new franchise with some players from other teams in the past. They're the Bulls versus the Mustangs. The Mustangs have a new quarterback. Mustangs have now 3 women on their team, which is good for them in terms of, you know, on those gender possessions. They got Lolo, they got Joker, and they got Los, who's now moved out to the slot. Which is going to probably in the end be very good for them, because it's going to create some space. You know, the thing about flag football, you got to give your quarterback spacing. If he's got spacing, he can work underneath, work deep. It's all about the spacing, you know. I need some sound bites to this, but, you know, it's all about the Benjamins, baby. Yeah, all about the spacing. You got to get yourself some space. But the Mustangs, I mean, what can they say? Came in with like 10 new uniforms. You know, looking like they're here to stay. Those guys in the Phoenix practice all the time. I don't know what they're working on, but it's not helping them. No, I'm just kidding. No, they look better. They look better. You know, thing about practice is, all the practice in the world is fun, but you got to know what you're practicing. Are you practicing zoning? Are you practicing your catching? Are you practicing your timing? I don't know. I got to get a spy out to one of these infamous Mustangs practice on Bobcats Field, which, by the way, pick another field to practice on. This is not your personal training facility, you know. But all that being said, the field looked actually a lot better than I thought. After about like the first possession, and it was all muddied up and dirty, and you know. But the field is a factor. The weather's a factor, and you just gotta. What do you want me to say? Man up and deal with it. If you want to go knit, then go knit. You don't have to worry about the field. If you want to bang, play. All right, so Mustangs, they were pretty much in control the whole time. The Bulls, again, they got a new quarterback, which is great. You know, new quarterbacks in the league are good, right? Do we want to see the same old quarterbacks doing the same old thing? No. We want some new people in the league. We need new quarterbacks. You know, Chuck D can't play forever. Clarence is going to play forever, but Chuck D might play forever too. But where are the new quarterbacks? Where's the new guys that are going to take that next step? We have to get some old school quarterbacks. That's maybe what we're missing. So now let's talk about the game. SBD Eagles. Oh, man. What the heck? You want to talk about two different directions. And this gets me to my first point. Why is everybody panicking? It doesn't matter. Whether you win in the first week, or you lose in the first week, what's this panic button? that people hit. It's like with fantasy football. They go out, they draft this awesome team they feel awesome about, right? Then week one, your team gets shellacked. And what do you want to do? You want to hit the dang on waiver wire, drop all your players. Why? You got to ride this thing out, man. This is not the short money. This is the long money. You got to, you know, if you get beat, whacked by, you know, 20 points, or you get basically annihilated and can't do anything right, well, then that's just showing you should be happy. You're getting to see what your team needs to work on. You know, if you win, hey, don't smell yourself too much, because, you know, you probably didn't get a chance to work on anything that's going to help you in the long run. So my point is, don't panic. Don't panic. Don't hit the panic button. But you want to talk about two teams in a totally different place. Eagles have their mindset on one thing: championship. If you are in their way, then that's going to be a serious problem. I mean, they have literally picked up every player that I've known in this league for the last 5 years. Jamila. They've picked up Mark Steep, rated SBD's closet. Picked up Hare. Which, how the heck do the Eagles grab two SBD players? I mean, what the heck? That's just wrong, period. And they play SBD on the week one? Something's wrong about that. Something's not right. But the Gov, we love the Gov, man. The Gov built this league. The Gov was the first player in this league. So everyone needs to show respect. I don't care that they lost to the Eagles 32-6. It doesn't matter. The man has built this league. Literally built this league. Got a championship too. And we love having him back. But as far as what's on the field, that's off the field. On the field, the Eagles, even without Scott at quarterback, put his brother in there. And you want to talk about just parts and weapons and just, I mean, and this is without Nate. Nate went and formed the Bulls. So imagine if Nate was still on this team. This team, I mean, you might as well just pencil in the daggone championship game right now. But that's why I love flag football. You got to go out there on the field and prove it. And what have I been telling you, Ryan, for years, get your uniform gear right, man. Get your uniform gear right. I know it seems small. I know you could come out there in a bunch of beat up t-shirts, but now you guys look the part. Been telling you that for years. Now look at you. You're coming out strong. You're not trying to catch up nobody. Your franchise is now elite. You got nothing to prove, but now go out there and get that ship, which, you know, you're going to have a couple teams trying to stop you. So, Stallions get the win. I'm sorry, I'm on to the next game, the Stallions. But the Eagles get the win. Big, man. 32-6. We have a trend going. Mustangs beat the Bulls 32-6. SBD lose to the Eagles 32-6. And then the Stallions, they come out there and they got to play another franchise. Their game was not 32-6, but it was It was a 20-12 victory over the HNF Hot Boys. Now, you want to talk about a team that's going in a complete different direction. This team went out, got their uniforms first, and then talk about getting in the league. Now, I guess they're all about the fashion, but hey, man, you got to pay your bills. You got to make sure your finances are in order with the league before you come dropping in here. But it's great to have you. Again, the league is not growing a lot bigger. Like, we're not looking to get 15, 16 teams, which at one point we were pushing that number. But now we got 10 solid teams, 10 solid teams that have females. You know, they're going to all have uniforms. And it's just going to be a good season, a good season. Five games a week, 10 teams, some doubleheaders thrown in there. You know, we got the new stats. You know, we got the website, which is flagfootballamerica.com/Philadelphia Flag Football, sponsored by Sports Engine. And every team in the league now can get their own page on the new mobile app. So that's exciting. Okay, so, you know, the Monday Morning Quarterback, Stallions have also got some new people on the roster. They got the Hall of Famer Mark, Dev, and C. Rich. You know, they got some new players as well. You could tell they were kind of working through some of the timing. Dropping some key passes, man. Man, let me tell you something. Every time you try to catch the ball with your gut, nothing good happens. I saw that a couple times today. You know, I saw that on the Stallions. And you never want to catch it with your gut, man. Get those hands out, make the catch. But the Stallions get the victory 20-12 over the HNF Hot Boys. Which is the High Note Family Hot Boys, going with the black And so that's it. That's the Monday Morning Quarterback for week one spring. Catch you next week.